Welcome to Through the Corporate Glass, a podcast that explores career choices. Welcome to another episode of Through the Corporate Glass. I'm your host, Ashwini. What does a career in print media entail? What are the skills required to succeed in this field? How does one build credibility and brand recognition for new publications? To answer this and share his exciting journey, we have with us Suresh Selvaraj. Suresh was formerly the president of the Outlook Group of Magazines and later the CEO of the Suvarna News Channel. Welcome to our podcast, Suresh. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you for calling me.
Yeah. My pleasure. I'd like to start by just asking how you decided to pursue a career in print media.
It happened by chance. I studied the Bachelor of Arts in Public Relations. One of the visiting professors used to be the head of Times of India. We got associated with the Public Relations Society of India. Then he was the head in South. They used to invite us for events. When he finished the college, he immediately said, why don't you come and join here?
Nice.
Yeah.
So you started your journey with Times of India?
Yes, I started my career with the Times of India newspaper. I started as a circulation executive, which is a distribution of the newspaper and the magazines.
So that would be more on the sales side.
That's a sales side, basically. See, in media, sales is a two-pronged, distribution and marketing. That is a physical distribution of the newspaper and the magazines in newspaper stalls and the distributors and also directly to the subscribers. Okay, we need to promote subscriptions, etc. Okay, the other way of selling is advertising sales. That is where the money comes into any media, for example.
Right. And you were with Deccan Herald in your career, and that was also in a sales executive role.
Yes, it's an extension of what I had done in Times of India. I moved into Deccan Herald because there was an opportunity for me to get into advertising as well.
I see.
Apart from the distribution job which I was doing in Times of India, I had an opportunity to get into advertising industry. I felt that is a new learning process for me. And right. Maybe I should take a chance, even though Deccan Herald is still a much smaller newspaper group compared to Times of India, which is a mammoth in India.
Right.
That's the time where I chose Deccan Herald, but they launched a new magazine at that point of time. So they had great plans for it.
And how much of it was replay versus execution?
It's basically target oriented. We were given a particular target that we need to generate X amount of sales in number of copies to be sold in Chennai market and Tamil Nadu market. And also Y amount of advertising pages in the magazine.
I see.
So this was a fixed technical or that newspaper. Even now they have. It's one of the popular English newspaper called Deccan Herald. And they also have a local language newspaper called Prajavani. This is coming out of my region into the Bangalore market. Mm-hmm. So it used to be rooted through us. So we need to manage that business. And they were targets for that all. So to work towards the target, invariably we exceeded. In fact, this is 1987-88, I'm talking about. This is a very popular news magazine called Sudhava. We used to come out with the Diwali specials and Ugadi. These are all festival specials in India. It's a bigger special issues. So that target, what I said from a smaller branch of mine, I was the branch, Madras branch, these days called Chennai. The headquarters was in Bangalore. That is where the bulk of the business, 80% of the business used to come from headquarters. Still, I had set a record, which even today has not been defeated by anybody.
Wow.
The number of pages what we achieved in those special issues during that time, even till date from 87, nobody touched it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So did that need any special training or?
No, you learn on your feet. So as you go, you stumble, fall, get up, run. So there's nothing called professional training those days. Whatever your immediate boss can do, you do it.
Okay. Right.
It may be right, maybe wrong, no question, ask you how to do it. But as you gain experience, you also start correcting yourself and start performing. Incidentally, that particular performance, what I talked about, the sales record, what I achieved, it is when my boss was on leave.
So you had some freedom to make decisions.
Yeah, I had some freedom to do what I want to do because I was somewhat restricted by him. He said, well, this is not the way to do it, that is not the way to do
it. You must have learned something along the way, I guess, in hindsight, to build strategies to improve circulation and things like that.
Yes, see, A, experience teaches you a lot of stuff.
Right.
Okay. B, your own skills and the knowledge what you develop towards a job. You also learn and you also course correct yourself. You also learn from your contemporaries. It is not only that, you do only what your organization does. You just check with your contemporaries and other media houses, right. Check with them what they do, because we have informal equations with everybody in the industry.
Right.
So everybody share the knowledge and experience. Based on that, you course correct yourself, you refine your thoughts, you know, approach.
And then I think you shifted into a different role where you got into a marketing manager role at Statesman and then the Dalal Street Journal.
See, marketing manager is nothing. A combination of both, as I told you, circulation and pricing.
I see.
And on top of that, brand building.
Right.
So we need to build the brands. Brands like, you know, any media started treated as brands. Earlier, media organizations were institutions. I remember my boss in Time 70 used to tell me, do not sell Times of India.
Interesting.
So my job is to sell. No, Times is an institution. If you sell, you are degrading Times. You need to ensure that people come to you, not you go to them. So this was different because they had a pride that, you know, the Times people have to come. But other smaller newspapers, smaller magazines, nobody will come to you. You got to go to them. So we need to change. We need to do brand building exercise. That is slightly tougher because to get a brand recall value of any magazine or newspaper, okay, we need to work strategies, trial and error. We've got to do that. So yes, there's a lot of money involved in, you know, spending, advertising for your own brand, you've got to do that. And marketing activities, you've got to do it.
Right.
So it's a combination of these two. It's a journal, it's an investment journal. So the interaction with the investment fraternity, finance fraternity was another eye-opener for me.
Right.
It's totally a new genre of an industry where I need to coordinate with.
Right.
And it's a learning experience. Yeah. Statesman is the largest selling newspaper in Calcutta. It is a century old newspaper, started by the British. They had the same British mindset. Very, very difficult to change their mindset to do things. I mean, that is where the marketing challenges came to me. For example, no, they would not change the mode of distribution. Even with the change scenario and the distribution channel was available, they will still go with the old-fashioned trucks, sending the trucks and all that. Whereas I want to use faster metro trains. See, it has its own problem. Unions, they will not agree to changes so easily. I still remember there's one particular incident there. There's one, newspapers typically, if we have to tell you about how newspapers are printed, when it prints and it starts rolling down as a paper, we don't count them. There's a counter, automatic counter, which goes on.
Right.
And then once 150 copies come out, they scrap. Okay, then the machine scraps it and pushes to the towards which are waiting.
Okay.
So what happened was, one particular machine, they had a problem with the counters.
Okay, right.
That machine. They had certain components missing. So it was not able to count properly and bind them. So they recruited some 20 people manually to count. So delaying my process. So there was a train which was leaving at 5 o'clock from the nearby station to all the areas, Calcutta metro, all the suburban areas it covers to around 50 kilometers distance. And that particular area used to get me around 8,000 copies sales.
I see.
Okay. So because of all along, people would not buy the copy and bring the copy back to the city when they come to the train, work in the city. Okay. They get the copy in the morning around 6:30, 7 o'clock. They catch the 8 o'clock train, come back to city by 9 o'clock to work. So that train we got to catch, 5 o'clock train. For 5 o'clock train to catch the train, we need to be at the station by 4:45. Our truck should be 4:45 to be loading the package in the train.
Right.
Because of the manual counting, I was missing the train.
Oh my God. Right.
The next train was 6 o'clock. So nobody was buying because they need to leave home at 7:30. Paper has to be there in their hand at 7:30. They will leave home at around 7:30. Paper will reach at 7:45. I was losing sales and my 7,000 copies became around 3,000 copies. Mm-hmm. My competitor, he was 2,000 copies, he became 5,000 copies.
Interesting.
Nobody saw through, basically. They thought, you know, our paper is weak, that is, they're not selling. The real problem is we're missing one train, 1 hour. I checked with this guy, he said that why not we get a machinery part,
mm-hmm,
which cost in Indian rupees around those days, 1,200 rupees. So get the part and get it done. And you know what they said? Sir, we need to have 3 quotations. I told you old-fashioned, 3 quotations for that. Get it. We have only 2 companies manufacturing it. Okay. So what do you do? Waiting for international quotes. International quote will be naturally higher.
Right.
So naturally, you know, you'll have to select within these 2. Why don't you do it? And later on, I found out they used this as an excuse to recruit 20 people on a contract basis. And the expenditure, what they incurred was some 200 times higher in a month. Then I took money from my pocket and gave it to them. It was my donation to the company. Buy this. but they didn't agree to that. So I need to overcome, talk to them in their own lingo. Don't speak Bengali. I have to speak to them in their own lingo to make them understand why it is imperative for us to catch the train and not to lose the sales. Mm-hmm. And they were under the impression that paper is a failure. I told them it is not a failure. So it took almost 6 months of time for me to convince them that this has to be done.
That's amazing. So more of a negotiation play.
You need to understand the cause and effect.
Right.
So what is the cause for my loss of sales over a period of 3 years? Why it is happening? And we're missing intermediate, missing of the trains. And, you know, it happens twice a week. Naturally, leaders get fed up. And my competition goes and intrudes into the marketplace. These guys are not willing to change. The missionary part is not coming. This is all small issue.
Right.
So what you need to link everything to the chain. And then find a solution. This is where you're, as a head of the organization, comes in. Basically, no, I was not looking into the editorial part of it, the entire managerial aspect of it. Similarly, even the Velocity Journal, if you ask me, you know, actually, I should say, in between, I was in a paper called Indian Post in Bombay. It is a direct competition to Times of India.
Okay.
Nothing compared to Times of India. If Times of India is 100, this was hardly 7 or 8 in terms of scale. And we had a unique problem there. In Bombay, most of the newspaper sales happen either at door delivery at home or people pick up at the stations, railway stations. So this is where the two major areas of sales. Mm-hmm. So we are not getting traction of people buying on their own at home because the paper is not so popular. Or, you know, people are used to Times of India so much. You know, even now I buy Times of India. So we are so used to the format of the paper. People were not buying. I need to concentrate on the pickup sales from the station. We used to go to every station, suburban station in Bombay, and, you know, put up our kiosk kind of a thing, put some promo material so that people look at it. Okay. We went to the extent of going, even giving small changes to the stall keepers. The paper used to cost, let's say, 1 rupee, 50 paisa. So people normally give 2 rupee coin or 2 rupee note because they will not carry change. We used to give one box of 50, wow. 50 paisa coin to them. Say that, no, this is complimentary from us, right? Keep it. They come, they throw the money, take the paper and go. The guy gives a change back. So I didn't want him to have the hassle of giving the change back. Okay. He has to search for the change. So we didn't post box I made, 50 paisa coin. Whenever somebody throws 2 rupee note, he has to give 50 paisa coin, throw the back and take the paper out.
Okay. That is ingenious.
So
yeah.
It's a small thing. Okay. So the process is, you know, speeded up.
Right.
Because people have no time in Bombay. They don't talk.
Yes.
Okay. My competition, unfortunately, Times of India, my good old paper that I work for, they are too smart. They wanted to cut Indian Post size because even though we are only 7 or 8 in terms of our scale, mm-hmm. the other newspaper was around 20. Indian Express was there. We were the last. Still, they found potential enemy in this paper because the quality of the paper was good. The content was good. The editorial, the features were good. So they feared that this can hamper them in the long run. So they got nipped in the bud. So what they did was, first they went to these stalls, registration stalls, told them, as a customer, you're coming, the paper is there. They told, take the paper out, put it here.
Mm.
Okay.
So just not visible and...
Yeah. Not visible. People have to ask. Then you have to bend down and take it. So they did this to kill the paper. First, they requested. If the stall owner do not listen to them, they say, if you don't do that, I cut Times of Day 50 copies to you.
Oh,
his main revenue goes out. Or Times of Day has got other papers. They got local language papers called Maharashtra Times. They have Navbharat Times, Hindi. They also have a slew of magazines, a lot of magazines, Illustrated Weekly, Webinar, Times Today. They have coal. His main revenue comes from there. So the moment they say they'll cut, naturally bring the copy back here.
Yeah.
So frankly speaking, that's one failure, I would say, that we faced. We couldn't do anything about it. Because it's not the number one paper. And all these vendors and stall owners, they're not our employees to control. And the main revenue comes from Times of India. So it could not withstand the onslaught by the mammoth organization called the Times of India,
yeah.
which is the biggest in India.
Right.
And
right.
one of the biggest in the world, I would say, in terms of print media. So it could not withstand. So as much as I talk about success, there are failures. I told you, we learn, we stumble, fall, learn, come back.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that because I think this is a pattern which is across industries.
Yes.
It happens with so many startups.
Yeah. With your best intention, with your best effort, with your best knowledge. And sometimes you will not be able to succeed because of the external experience. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
You next moved to Outlook, where you were for 15 years and were the president of Outlook.
That's the most interesting phase of my career. Uh-huh. Okay. So I joined Outlook as a branch manager in Bangalore. Then over the years, ultimately became the president of the company. And it has taught a lot of things for us. Outlook is a weekly news magazine, like a Time or Newsweek, the genre it is. And we started expanding. Once the brand of Outlook was established, then we introduced something called Outlook Business. We introduced something called Outlook Money, which is a personal finance magazine. Mm-hmm. We introduced something called Outlook Traveler, which is my passion, I would say that.
Right.
And we also launched something called Weekend Getaway Books. Picked up around 10 cities in India. We are specializing on the travel sector also. We have this magazine. As the years went by, we also brought in Marie Claire, which is a fashion magazine. French fashion magazine, which has got around 37 editions all across the world. An Indian edition, I brought it in with a group.
Mm-hmm.
So right. We also brought the People magazine. You heard about People,
yes.
Right? People was brought to India by our group. These are the forays what we went into that Outlook. Much bigger challenge again, because we were new entrant in the market.
Yes, yeah.
And we had a giant of a news magazine in India Today. And at no point, even at the best of our times, we never crossed 25% of India Today's readership or circulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We knew about it. When you're sitting at the drawing board, we knew that we cannot compete with them on absolute numbers. So this is where I talk about strategy, marketing strategy. In a magazine dictum, the more we sell, the more we lose. For example, newspaper, what we buy, a Times of India, a Deccan Herald, or a magazine we buy, let's say it's around 10 rupees. I'll give you a ballpark figure. Let's say it's 10 rupees per issue, per copy. The production cost of it will be around 18 if it is a newspaper, 26 if it is a magazine. Okay, magazine qualities are better. Okay, printed on glossy paper. Okay. If it's 10 rupees we are selling it, what we get back is only 5 rupees or 5 rupees 20 paisa. After the distribution charges, commissions, etc. So the gap between 5 rupees and 26 rupees, that is 21 rupees, every copy we sell, we lose. So we were selling around 250,000 copies every week. 250,000 copies into 20 rupees is the loss.
I see.
Any auditor will tell you how much it can be.
Right.
So and you know, it's a week in 52 weeks. Okay. How do we compensate? First of all, then our establishment cost. We have a staff, we have infrastructure, we have operational expenditure. So we need to cover all the costs. The only way, only source of revenue for that is advertising. Mm-hmm. Advertising will come to you only if you have the numbers.
Yes, chicken and egg problem.
Yeah, advertising will come only if you have the numbers.
Right.
Okay. If you don't have the numbers, advertising will not come to you. So this is where the thought process comes in. We will not talk about numbers. We'll talk about relevant numbers.
Okay.
What is a relevant number? See, yeah, magazine can be read by, let's say, 500,000 people. Out of the 500,000 people, 300,000 people may not be your target audience for your product.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to find out which are the product and services which you need to attract as advertiser. So go and tell those people that, you know, you're wasting your money on 300,000 people. You're actually paying for 200,000 people. You're paying, let's say, I'll give it a ballpark figure. You're paying, let's say, you know, 100,000 rupees. For 200,000 people, okay? Only the relevant people. Okay. I am giving you only 150,000, lesser than the 200,000. My total is 150 only. This 150 is totally relevant to you, but I'm giving you at 50.
Makes sense, yeah.
So which is better for you?
Yeah.
For the incremental 50, you are paying 50 more. So
makes sense.
We worked on those categories. Similarly, no, see, there are a lot of jargons in magazine selling. This is what I used to tell my people in the industry also. We're not selling a product. Okay. It is not tangible. See, it's not a phone where I can tell, you know, about this feature, it looks beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's not a pen, it writes smoothly and cheaper for you. It's not a cloth what you wear. So there are benefits are tangible in any product or a service, if you look at it.
Right.
For a newspaper or a magazine, it is not tangible. The results are intangible. I'm not selling based on how many copies I sell. I am selling based on who reads my magazine.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's actually, it is X, it is Y, it is Z. Right. I'm not even telling that who reads. I am telling what are you, what is my reader, what is my socioeconomic background, what is my qualification, where do I work, what do I earn, what are the members I have, okay, what are my purchasing capabilities, What do I have? What is my aspiration in my life in terms of product and services? So this constantly we need to do research.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. There are research bodies for the newspaper and magazine in India which throw out these figures. Okay. Fortunately for us, every figure is in favor of us.
Okay.
So they say that this is identified as a upmarket aspiring people who read this magazine. So I used to go and tell them, you're a refrigerator manufacturer, like you know, old companies like BPL and all that. You're a refrigerator manufacturer. You are putting your money into intake. People who already have refrigerators, they will not upgrade it by spending extra money. A, B, your high-end refrigerators, they will not be able to afford to buy because their socioeconomic background is a notch below us. So why don't you select us?
That is very interesting.
These are the research we have to continue doing so that you look at any product or a service which is upmarket, aspiring, high profile. We were leaders in carrying advertisements of apparel brands, your Van Heusen, your Colplus, so major brand, Raymond's. Okay. Mm-hmm. We were the leaders. 80% of the category advertising used to come outlook. It did not happen overnight. We reversed the trend. It was 2080, which made 80-20 because we started telling people, you need to concentrate on markets which are relevant to you, people who are relevant to you, what we call is a wastage factor. We worked on, this is a wastage factor for me. If you're spending 100 rupees, if 65 rupees is going to be a wastage, not worth it. Rather, you spend 50 rupees and all the 50 is yours. Get my point?
Yeah, absolutely. So very targeted advertising.
For that, you need your numbers should pack up.
Yeah.
And the way you talk convincing these matters.
Right.
I tell my people, go with the conviction that he cannot survive without your product.
Right.
He wants to sell it, he has to use your product.
Right.
It is his loss if he's not going to use it. So don't tell him so many words, but explain in such a way that he feels it. Okay.
Right.
So we succeeded. In fact, now we became, everybody thought that we sell more than Integrity. The reality is not so. I privately confess to them, saying that we are not selling more than day to day. We are still 25% better than day to day. How do you manage? Yeah, we think that we thought you're voting in day to day. Perception.
Absolutely.
For example, no, perception. Okay. We used to sell in a city like Bangalore. Typically, what happens is the managerial parlance, my great accountants will tell this. We used to sell copies in the signals, traffic signals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one example I tell you about marketing, combining marketing and you know, brand image.
Yeah.
I used to sell 100, 150 rupees per day. I used to give this voice. Let's say 100 such signals and traffic signals. So 150 rupees, if I give it to them, my expenditure is very high per week in one city.
Right.
There are five cities I concentrate like that. Okay. If you look at that, you know, cost efficiency, it doesn't come anywhere.
Right.
After we give commission to them also, every copy they sell. So one of my guys, my CFO came and said that, no, this is, you're losing money by doing this. We're not making any money out of it. As if we are losing 20 rupees per copy. On top of that, we're spending this. Yeah. I said, I'm not spending, I'm investing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't understand. In what way do they invest? The returns will come not now, next year. If it doesn't come, we'll stop next year. You know, the mantra for that was simple. We take a billboard. A billboard, if you want to advertise my magazine, the current issue of the magazine, every time I change, I spend
much more.
Millions.
Right.
So the guy who comes, the professional comes and say, sir, outlook, on your windshield, your current issues, cover story is hanging. So whether he buys it or not, his mind thinks outlook is popular. Right. I was selling only 20% of it. But everybody thought that I have beaten it.
Very interesting.
This is like the marketing gimmicks, I would say that. But it's not, I won't say gimmicks. I wanted the perception to happen. I wanted people to know that we are popular. So much so, I did something else. The back of the magazine called back covers. We used to have 50% as a premium for the back cover. I jacked up the back cover rate to 200%.
Oh, okay.
Because when they hold the magazine, they see your advertisement at the back cover also.
I see.
You get extra edition. Without paying a paisa. So what should I get? So I charge you. If you want to take it, there are people ready to take it.
Right.
So these are all the ways and means of jacking up revenues.
Yeah. This is very interesting. So did you have to take the support of some independent research agencies?
No. There's a centralized agency called National Leadership Survey.
Okay.
It is for all the newspapers, all the magazines, all across the country.
Oh, I see.
See, the biggest challenge for us in a newspaper or a magazine, any print media, is to make the youngsters read. Okay. Mm-hmm. Biggest challenge. They don't read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. So how to make them pick up the copy in the hand?
Right.
Okay. So because as the days go by, the next generation comes in, I think we'll be totally washed out.
Mm-hmm. Completely okay. Digital media.
Yeah. So and how do we survive in this onslaught of digital media? Or they don't even consume. News, they don't consume. Current affairs, they don't consume. Okay. How to make them consume this? So this is the biggest challenge. We tried various ways and means. One effort what we made is what? We started something called Outlook Speak Out debate competition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To schools, 10th and 11th, all across the country. We tied up with a lot of schools. We used to send the magazine to the library free of cost so that the people read and then trigger the debate. Topic from the magazine.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah.
Okay. And then hand over gifts to the cash prizes, gifts, so tied up with the companies which are associated with the youngsters, or, the confectionaries, or clothes, or shoes. We'll be tied up with them to hand over gifts to them.
Right.
The biggest plus point at the point for us, I met Abdul Kalam mm-hmm. at the time. So he has agreed to come for the final presentation.
I see.
So one picture of that he will receive from his hand. That made everybody fall in line and participate in the debate.
Wow, nice.
We are tied up around 2,500 schools all across the country, metros and mini metros. I used to travel everywhere. Sometimes I used to take my editor also there. I don't know whether it resulted in them ultimately reading the magazine or not, but at least there's an effort. If you don't make an effort, how will you progress?
Yeah, right.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe out of 50,000 people who participated in this debate, maybe around 1,000 or 500 would have purchased the magazine ultimately when they grew up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know. But there was an effort, there was a noise made, and there was some, again, branding and imagery built.
Right.
So to go one step above that, what we did was, we started something called the same Outlook Speak Out debates, the different format. This is taking a topic relevant to a particular city.
Mm-hmm.
Call important dignitaries, also those who are celebrities or other VIPs in the industry to come and talk about it. For example, Bangalore. Okay. So we give a topic about traffic in Bangalore.
Mm-hmm.
So we put a catchy design for that, okay, catchy caption for that. So how to go around Bangalore. Okay.
Right.
So we get a traffic commissioner, we get the transport minister, we get celebrities, we get common people, somebody on the panel discussion. We tied up with the television news. We conducted throughout and we had massive audience. We conducted it and we had around 800 people, 1,000 people, 1,500 people coming and attending all that, throwing questions to people. Every city, we had a different topic. We need to engage our readers, local readers, in some format. Preference of invitation was given to my regular subscribers, those who already paid in advance. So my subscription grew up.
Nice.
Actually, for a subscriber, you get an invitation. So everybody wanted to come and see who my editor is. My editor was, a legendary man. If you want to come and meet and shake hands with him, that's it. So the moment I say that Vinam Mehta is here, you want to come for the meeting, subscribe, and you'll be selected one of the invitees for the event.
Interesting.
Yeah. This is another way of going closer to your customer and making them engaged with the current topic relevant to them.
This is actually fascinating. I mean, to your point, the print media needs to take a different approach now.
Exactly.
So in terms of people who want to enter the print media today, do you have any specific advice for them in terms of how they should skill themselves or what they should focus on?
See, basic management education that everybody should have. And there's no skills get together. I think they need to have common sense.
Right.
Okay. So common sense and also whatever you do, involve yourself totally. I always tell people that, brand is not Outlook. Brand is you.
Right.
Consider that brand is you. Brand is a teacher. Mm-hmm. Okay. It teaches you what to do, what not to do in terms of promoting yourself. It's like a parent. Okay. This is what my jnana is to give it to them. So you need to take care of them. Who will take care of them?
Right.
It's like a child. You need to rear it. You need to ensure that child grows step by step, and achieves a level. Okay. So you need to look at brand as you.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of yourself. Whatever happens, you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Not that one job where I come at the end of the month, I get X amount of money as my salary. And there are some targets I meet, I get a bonus. If I don't meet, I get abuses. Okay. So it's not that.
Right.
Okay. So you involve. Target is not for you to meet. Target is for you to exceed.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't look at it. I'm putting a bar. You have to jump over that. I would say that all my boys and girls who work, there are 700 people working in Outlook. All of them had sort of, I instilled this kind of a feeling to them that it is you. What is rolling out of the machine, it is you. Don't put substandards up there.
Right. Yeah, basically passion and pride. Right.
That's what everybody used to tell. The Outlook team comes with a passion.
Right.
I cannot tell no to them because they're so convinced about the product, which means I am going to derive the benefit out of it. They're not going to short circuit me.
Right.
Not that you're taking money from them. They should never feel that they're paying money to you in terms of advertising revenue or whatever it is. They should feel that they're going to get something out of you. In fact, I used to have this doubt sometimes. Okay, we convince people, they come on board, they advertise year after year, they spend millions of rupees with us. Okay. I do not know whether they actually get the return. How do they measure it? The way what you asked, how do I measure it? How do my clients measure the return through my magazine?
Mm-hmm.
I sold based on socioeconomic background, educational qualification, occupational levels, income criteria, all the factors I've done. How do they measure it? I asked one guy, a couple of guys I asked, one guy specifically told me this. He's an apparel guy, one of the premium shirts in India. He used to advertise almost every issue of Outlook, 52 issues, out of the 45 issues he advertised, premium positions, and he used to be one of the biggest clients. Every year, I need to block and go and tell this is my rate over time. So no question of selling here. He's convinced.
Right.
I said, how? I feel very small that I'm not making any effort. It comes automatically coming, landing on my lap. So I don't feel good about it. Why do you take it? And we became friends. That's why I took him out for a drink and talk to him. Tell me frankly, why do you take it? He said, the day I put one particular variety of the shirt, this particular pattern I put, I know this Friday, this pattern in all my stall all across India is there.
Mm-hmm.
The day it reaches, that day I advertise. Mm-hmm. I plan accordingly. The magazine hits the stand on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning, you get a sales report. If I sold 5,000 shirts of the particular pattern, which means I got my money's worth back, my profit also back. I asked him how much it actually will sell. I will not tell you, but it is more than double.
Oh, yeah.
I will not tell you, actually, it is more than double.
Right.
Then I should jack up my rate. He told me, that is why I not told you. He said, no. That's why I not told you.
Everyone's evaluating.
That is the measurement.
Right?
Everybody got their own way of measuring.
Thank you so much for this interview. And I think a lot of principles you discussed broadly apply across digital and print. So I'm sure our listeners can use that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed our episode, do subscribe to the podcast and check out our show notes, which provide more information on the topics discussed during the episode. Please follow us on LinkedIn at Through the Corporate Glass and on Twitter at Corporate Glass and share your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. You can also check out our website, throughthecorporateglass.com.